Ladies and gentlemen, boys and girls, the chocolate room.
Most folks' affection for Roald Dahl's Charlie and the Chocolate Factory began with reading the book or watching the somewhat renamed 1971 Gene Wilder film. Charlie purists rejected Tim Burton's 2005 cinematic take on the tale as too dark and weird. Well, folks, you ain't seen nothing yet. San Francisco's SHN Golden Gate Theater is hosting the touring company from the 2017 Broadway production through May the 12th that, while based on Dahl's classic tale, goes in several decidedly different directions. Audiences expecting anything close to the original book or film are likely to leave somewhat disappointed. The show opens with Willy Wonka himself, played by Noah Weisberg, providing needless exposition and singing The Candyman. Lest you think that's a sign of good things to come, forget it. While you'll hear some of Leslie Bricusse and Anthony Newley's Oscar-nominated score and songs from the original film, most of the songs in this version are by Mark Shaiman and Scott Whitman. Despite their pedigree, they did Broadway's Hairspray and the recent Disney sequel Mary Poppins Returns, their work here is pretty weak and forgettable. That's just the first in a series of mistakes made by this show's creators. David Grieg's book introduces Wonka from the get-go and eliminates a lot of the mystery about him. He's also written Wonka as pretty much of a jerk and aged every other child but Charlie into a sullen teenager or older. This may have been out of necessity, as they might have had difficulty casting children as characters who, spoiler alert, explode on stage or are dismembered by giant squirrels. Yes, you heard that right. While in the book and films the bratty kids get their comeuppances, in this version, they're killed. Be prepared to do a lot of explaining to your tykes should you choose to bring them along. Additionally, the stagecraft was surprisingly weak, and the finale with the great glass elevator was less than great. What the show does get right is some of the casting. Henry Bosshart, one of three young actors performing the role of Charlie Bucket, is absolutely delightful in the role and brings a charm to the show that is sorely lacking elsewhere. And James Young brings a lot of heart as Grandpa Joe. Their solution to casting the Oompa Loompas is a clever one, and their appearances were definitely the show's highlights. Overall, though, the chocolate being served up here was a bit too bitter for my taste. Roald Dahl's Charlie and the Chocolate Factory runs through May the 12th at the Golden Gate Theater in San Francisco. Weekday evening performances are at 7:30 p.m. Friday and Saturday evening performances are at 8 p.m. And the Wednesday, Saturday, and Sunday matinees are at 2 p.m. For more information, go to shnsf.com. From Second Row Center, I'm Harry Duke for KRCB.
To compare with pure imagination, living there, you'll be free if you truly